Penguin Random House Audio presents 11 Hours by Pamela Ahrens. Read for you by Cassandra Campbell. For the billions of women who have been through it, one way or another. No, the girl says. She will not wear the fetal monitoring belt. Her birth plan says no to fetal monitoring. These girls with their birth plans, thinks Franklin, as if much of anything about a birth can be planned. She thinks girl, although she has read on the intake form that Laura Tannenbaum is 31 years old, a year older than Franklin herself. Caucasian, born July something, employed by the New York City Department of Education. Franklin pronounced the girl's name wrong at first. Said Lori, and the girl corrected her, said there was only one syllable, Lore. Why a girl and not a woman? She arrived here all alone shortly before 9 a.m., lugging her duffel bag, her tall body pitched to one side with the weight. No man with her, no mother, no friend. And yet, a ring on the ring finger of her left hand. A silver band. No one at all. Which is almost unheard of. Even the homeless addicts sometimes have a man or a friend. Even the prostitutes have friends who bring them in. But Laura Tannenbaum does not appear to be an addict or a prostitute. She is wearing clean sweatpants and a clean button-down shirt.